I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto Irish Film Festival is returning for its 12th year this week. As COVID-19 restrictions continue to loosen, the festival is using a hybrid approach of both in-person and digital screenings this year. The opening night will showcase a double feature at the TIFBA Lightbox on March 25th, with the films Donen and Deadly Cuts. Today, Executive Director John Galway discusses the history of the festival and what audiences can expect from this year's lineup of films.
I'm John Galway, and I'm the co-founder and now Executive Director of the Toronto Irish Film Festival. We started, this is our 12th year, so 12 years ago we started with just one film, and it was at Innes College as a kind of tester festival, and have slowly grown it since then. It's always been in March each year, but we, about 10 years ago, moved to our now permanent home of the TIFF Bell Lightbox. And we each year bring kind of the best of Irish cinema to Toronto, a mixture of fiction feature films, animation, documentary, and short film programs.
Hey, great. So I guess, for like, in your opinion, what has the festival meant to, I guess, the Irish community in Toronto and the film community here as well?
Mm-hmm. We always say that we kind of divide our audience into three large buckets, I guess. One are, you know, Irish-born Canadians who have come to Toronto and miss a bit of home. The other third are second or third generation Irish Canadians trying to keep that connection strong to their heritage and to Irish culture. And then the final third roughly are film lovers or people who maybe have traveled to Ireland, people who just want to kind of, experience some Irish film. And obviously, you know, the TIFF Bell Lightbox is a great home to find that general film loving crowd. We've been able to kind of grow our audience, I would say, from that first core group of people that have the strongest connection to Ireland and kind of grow it out from there.
You also mentioned a lot of the films, and we're going to get to it, but they're going to be shown at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. How did that partnership begin?
Yeah, we, when that building first opened, it became, in our opinion, kind of the home for cinema lovers, and a real nice sense of the film presentation there. The technical team and the theaters are in top level, so that's really what we wanted for our festival. And we can take over a whole theater there for a weekend or for a number of days and really kind of have a home and get people are used to seeing us there now. So they kind of know where to go and when to look for us.
For sure. I guess for this year's lineup, what was the curation process like?
Mm-hmm. We start through this portal that filmmakers submit their films to us called Film Freeway. And we start looking at short films and feature films starting in June that filmmakers submit to us. And now we actually, you know, are also tracking people that have screened at our festival before to see if they have new films that will be out in the right availability for us. We also look at films there's an Irish festival that I go to each year in Galway called the Galway Film Flaw that is a bit of a year in review of Irish cinema. And then obviously also looking at things that play at other festivals like Hot Docs or TIFF, we might bring them back if we feel our audience wasn't fully able to see it at one of those festivals, because obviously those are, you know, very busy events. And so we often kind of bring something back for what we call a Toronto Encore. And we look for a wide range of films to invite to our festival. We always have short film programs, which allow us to really kind of discover new filmmakers. Most of the filmmakers are from Ireland. Occasionally we've had Canadians or Irish filmmakers that live in the States or other places show at our festival, but primarily they are Irish born and Irish living filmmakers. This year, the three short programs, there's one is a fiction program. That's program number one. Program number two is what you might call a genre or kind of post-apocalyptic genre collection. And then the third one is documentary. So that also allows us a little bit of depth to explore different themes and different genres.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk to me more about that hybrid approach that you guys are doing this year?
Mm-hmm. So 2 years ago, we had our 10th anniversary, the first weekend of March, and it was in person and, you know, it was wonderful. And then the world started to close down. So we managed to get that in person right before COVID happened. And nobody was sick and everyone remained healthy. So we were thrilled to have that behind us. Then last year, it was a completely digital festival that we kind of managed to keep the spirit of the event alive. And so our full program was available through the TIFF Bell Lightbox and their digital platform anywhere in Canada. And in November, we had a quick little mini pop-up festival when theaters were back open of two films to try to get people back in the theaters. And that all through that process that moved us to really explore this hybrid model. And this year, what we're doing is March 25th is a two film in-person in cinema launch of the festival. And then the wider, larger festival, which is six features and three short programs, those will all be available digitally. So, and there's a combination of tickets and passes that you can buy so that if you choose to come on the 25th and see two films in the cinema, there's a reduced price on the all access pass to see the rest of the films at home. But should somebody feel more comfortable remaining at home, or maybe they don't live in downtown Toronto, then they can just have the all access pass and screen everything in the comfort of their living room through the digital platform.
Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, John says he and his team navigated through the challenges as they arose. Further, he mentions the strain the pandemic had on the film industry as well, including several of the film's entries.
Planning was a challenge, that's for sure. And I think a lot of the smaller to mid-sized festivals, obviously the larger ones have their own logistic challenges, but a smaller festival like ours, we really can't afford to rent a theater and not, you know, be able to have kind of full capacity and have the event go forward. So we took a cautious approach with that, only having that one day and just see how comfortable people were. The time frame of booking theaters is obviously also a challenge because you're booking 3 or 4 months ago and, you know, trying to imagine what the conditions will be like in the future. So I won't kid you, it's been a bit of a challenge. But I think the silver lining in all of this is this hybrid model that we've gone to and a number of festivals I'm sure have or will. It allows you potentially to expand your audience to people who might not be that easy to get to the theaters that you screen at. You know, we're thinking about people who live in Hamilton or Barrie or Ajax or Scarborough that may not want to travel all the way to downtown Toronto. They can watch now our films on this digital platform. And so hopefully it will actually lead to expanding audience and letting more people see the films. It's been a challenge for the entire film industry, and a lot of these films were either made just before COVID struck or made under challenging conditions during the pandemic. And so filmmakers are even more anxious, but pleased to have their film screened in front of an audience and find people and have that interaction that only really live in cinema can bring. So that's one of the main, I think, drivers to us to make sure that we always have an in-person component to add to the digital, because there's nothing quite like that experience for a filmmaker and for an audience to see it collectively together in the movie theater.
The two films opening the festival are Donen at 6 p.m. and Deadly Cuts at 9 p.m.
So that's Irish language for The Storm. That's the kind of English translation of that title. It's a noir thriller. So very similar to kind of people are maybe more used to Scandinavian noir or British crime series. So it's a kind of crime thriller. It's primarily in the Irish language with subtitles. And it's about a family that moved to a small island off the coast of Ireland. And bad things happen. And he has to team up with the local police chief who, you know, knows the island well and kind of solve the crime. But there's a twist or two along the way. And the director, Damien McCann, will be joining us for an introduction and a Q&A discussion afterwards. And then Deadly Cuts is about it's more of a kind of boisterous, dark comedy. It's about a group of women who work in a working class beauty salon who have to take matters into their own hands when they're being shaken down for protection money from the local gang, and some people want to regentrify their neighborhood. And so they decide to clean up the neighborhood and also enter a television show contest for the best salon to win some prize money to kind of save the neighborhood from this from politicians who want to regentrify it. But it's a comedy that's a bit like a Bridesmaids. It's a kind of laugh out loud, boisterous comedy.
Great. Why were these two chosen for the opening night?
Yeah. Partly, we always want to feature the Irish language, and it's not that often in features. We find the shorts and documentaries frequently, so it was exciting to have an Irish language feature. And they really were chosen because I think they're the two kind of most crowd-friendly films in the festival. Some of the other ones maybe are a little niche, or they're a documentary about a particular subject that some people will be interested, but these are the two with the widest appeal. And I think the Deadly Cuts screening at 9 p.m. will be a ton of fun. It's, you know, comedy. You like to be in a big crowd laughing at it rather than sitting at home. It always seems more fun when you're with a big group watching it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Are there any like other pieces, like the shorts or the docs, that you'd like to speak more about specifically?
Mm-hmm. There's a documentary called Breaking Out, which is about a very influential Irish band called Interference. And the lead singer, Fergus O'Farrell, in that documentary was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at a young age. And so never really broke through. The band was one that many people respected and respected him as a singer-songwriter, but he always had health problems, and you know, there were some concerns about how long he'd live, unfortunately. But he wrote a few of the songs that were featured in the movie and the musical Once. And so that was kind of his resurgence when people really found him. And this documentary takes place over 10 years as he records his last album with Glenn Hansard, who was in the star of Once. And so it's a real, you know, labor of love. They followed him making this final album over 10 years. And as his health deteriorated, and unfortunately he's passed away since the film's come out. So, and then to highlight another one, we have a fiction film called Edge of Chaos, which is a lower budget independent film. We also like to, you know, along with the kind of crowd pleasing bigger films each year, also like to have some new filmmakers. And this is a first feature by the filmmaker. It follows a family that the politician father wants to have an intervention for his daughter, but it ends up being a intervention for the whole family. And it's a kind of, if you like the series Succession, you might like Edge of Chaos, because it's about a family with a lot of not so hidden problems and hidden issues that all come out when they come together for a weekend at this cottage for an intervention.
What advice or encouragement would you like to tell, I guess, first time goers?
The Irish are kind of famed as storytellers. Both there's an oral tradition of storytelling and a written literature tradition. And the film tradition lately has been coming on strong. A lot of films like Once and Brooklyn and Room, you know, are all Irish features that have been nominated for the Oscars. The filmmaking is very, very strong. So if you haven't seen an Irish film, I'm sure there's a few in this selection that you might love. The all access pass is only $20, so you can sample away and watch everything or whatever you choose at home. So it might be a nice, easy introduction to some a filmmaking culture that you haven't explored. March, of course, St. Patrick's Day is a major focus for the Irish community in March. But this year, March has also been named Irish Heritage Month, so it's a great time to kind of wrap out that month with a little bit of a exploration if you haven't already. And I just, you know, I'd like to hope that you'd have a great time and see some great films.
Overall, John says he is relieved to see the return of in-person audiences to theaters after seeing several other festivals deal with the same challenges throughout the pandemic.
Yeah, I would obviously like to thank our sponsors and our audience that stuck with us throughout the pandemic. And I'm sure many other film festivals, have similar thanks. It's been a tough go for a lot of us, but it's great to see people coming back. I know some people maybe are hesitant to be, in a large crowd now that masks are not required. So that's why we offered the hybrid notion of the festivals. If you're more comfortable remaining at home, by all means. It's just nice to kind of see people in person again.
For the film's hybrid approach, the opening night will include the in-person component of the double feature. And all other films will be available to stream from March 25th to April 3rd.
Yeah, so March 25th, there's two films at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, 350 King Street West. And those are the two we mentioned, Donan at 6 and Deadly Cuts at 9. Tickets are $10 to each of those films. And all the ticketing information is on our site, which is www.toirishfilmfest.com. That's toirishfilmfest.com. And there's links on our site that will eventually take you through to the TIFF Bell Lightbox and Ticketmaster site. And then also the larger film festival runs from March 25th to April 3rd. You can view anytime, any hour of the morning or night. You can view them all in the first weekend or the last weekend. But you can get the all access pass also through our website. And there's a link there to purchase that. And it's once again through the TIFF Bell Lightbox Ticketmaster site.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.